Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dave and Fionnuala with Gimme 5. The question I posed to Fionnuala today: Gimme 5 musical acts or bands that have family members. Mumford and Sons, they have brothers.
Yeah.
They're just not in the band, so we'll strike off that answer.
And you still wouldn't let me away with Billie Eilish and Phineas.
No.
No, okay.
Hello, Joanne. Melia, no relation to Mason. Crystal Swing.
Again, why am I forgetting these Irish legends? Now, I did get the chorus in there. That's fair enough. But no, Jedward. What am I like? No, Bewitched.
Fester and Anal. Sorry, Foster and Alan.
You put some respect. Sorry, and by the way, sorry, they're not brothers.
Are they not?
No.
They're
two different people.
Anyways, all we need to know is that Fionnuala was not successful at today's Gimme 5, and I should be more successful at my critical research on the categories that I pose. Let's go to John. We know nothing about you, John. Where are you from?
I'm from Mayo.
What part?
Belmullet.
Oh, Belmullet. Next stop, yeah. New York City.
Far West.
How would you feel about the Mayo County Council call to have Fontaines DC play a homecoming gig at McHale Park in Castlebar? I know it's a bit away from you.
Well, get them in.
Get them in. You'd be first in the queue, would you?
Yeah.
Ah, good man, John.
You're like Owen Colgan and the biscuits. Do you have any biscuits? Yeah.
That's it.
Get them. Get them. What do you do with yourself?
I'm a spark, a cushion.
Very good. I have not heard anyone call themselves a spark. I've heard a sparky, but you threw me off at saying spark.
I imagine you're in high demand at the moment, or is that your line of work actually helping the ESB?
No, it's busy now, I suppose.
What are people wanting to get done after the storm? Do they want to get breakers installed in the house that they can fit
everyone,
up?
Everyone is looking for generators.
Generators, yeah?
Left, right and centre.
A lot of people wiring up generators very dodgily to their houses, I think.
Well, we wouldn't do that now, so no. I wouldn't know.
No, of course. I'm not accusing you at all, John. Not accusing
well,
you.
Is it worth giving a little PSA? Because genuinely now, when I was in a situation, let's say, with my parents not having power, and I was a bit like, we will just get a generator. Like, it's not as straightforward as just getting one. There's a bit of work to get it functioning.
You'd have to get a proper electrician in to wire it in and stuff like that. You know yourself. You can't go doing it yourself now.
What does that take, or what does that entail? What do you have to do to the house if you have a generator to get it hooked up properly?
Oh, you have to get a changeover switch into the house and, you know, just wire it into your fuse board, make sure everything is certified, all that sort of stuff.
You have a lot of paperwork when you're doing any job, even wiring a plug.
Well, I don't do any of that now. Sebastian does that, so I'm all right.
Okay, you go in, do the job, and then he writes out all the sheets.
Yeah, that's it.
John, you'll be in work for forever and ever, amen.
Well, hopefully.
What can you take on Gimme 5?
I don't know.
Right. Well, there's only one way to find out. Come on, John.
We'll find out.
John, I'm sure you have spent many's time in many houses because of your line of work. So let's see, were you paying attention? In 10 seconds, would you please give me 5 things you might find in a bathroom? Go.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, sink. Toilet and a shower.
Jesus, John. John, there's no flies and you cut off that timer. There's no need for it. Well done, John.
Yeah, there you go.
And as I said it, I was just thinking, I mean, the bathroom, the one place that famously you don't want any electricity going into.
In fairness, the categories are picked before we know what the person does or who they are. So you can't say you got an easy category because of your job. But you made it sound easy, John. We'll have to verify the time, but I'm pretty sure that was quicker than yesterday, so you sit on top of the leaderboard.
That'll do.
We'll verify it, John. Keep busy, keep safe, and make balls of cash.
That's it.
Good luck, Buck.
Take a hand, Dick. Good luck.
John, in Belmullet. Pretty sure it goes on top of the leaderboard, but leave it with us for a couple of minutes that we verified the time.
Do you want an unofficial time ruling?
Ah, yeah.
Not adjudicated or verified. 4.27 seconds.
Wow.
Is what we have unverified, but we take this very seriously because, of course, the person who has the best time in Gimme 5 and gets all 5, a limited edition.
Limited edition.
Gimme 5 GAI Radio jersey. At the end of the week.
And will we be giving away our second Mayo jersey already? Mayo on top. We'll find out on Friday. We had John on for Gimme 5. Let us make sure that we have the right time for John. Official time is?
Toothbrush, toothpaste, sink, toilet and a shower.
4.4 seconds puts him on top of the leaderboard to win a GAA jersey, customised Gimme 5-1 at the end of the week. However, he is not without his complainers. His category, his question was, Gimme 5.
Things you might find in a bathroom.
Hello, Ollie. Your voice note quality is terrible. However, it is a democracy, so we do like people to be heard on this show.
There's no such thing as a sink in a bath.
No such thing as a sink in a bath.
There's a wash hand basin, all right, but you can only find a sink in a kitchen.
Right, Ollie.
But he's wrong.
He's wrong, says Ollie. Ollie never played a game of Gimme 5 on the radio in his life, but he's telling us that John is wrong. I had to Google, what is the difference? Sinks are made especially for food preparation and washing dishes. Basins are primarily designed for washing hands and faces. Now, this criteria does not apply to every answer in Gimme 5. However, if I Google bathroom sink, Google's not going to turn around and go, you're wrong, you're wrong, it's a bathroom basin. I'm going to get results. So, the result and the time stands, Ollie.
Yeah, we frequently would mention a bathroom sink.
Yeah.
You might say a hand basin or wash basin. That's fine, Ollie. And we appreciate your niche knowledge. And I hope you feel you can always bring this to us. But the day we start getting that pernickety about Gimme 5 is the day we're probably going to have to throw out the game.
Another test, as well as the Google test. If you are to say to your mother when you were a young fella, hey, that's not a bathroom sink, mother. That's a bathroom basin. You'd get a clip around the ear. So that's another test. There are many tests that we could use, but the Google test and the clip around the ear for giving your mother cheek, those are the two tests that allows John's time to stand. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.